Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
See, immediately after Jesus this, he tells, after if you continue reading, he immediately jumps into telling them that he must go and suffer and die and will rise the third day. So that's why he didn't tell them, hey, don't tell them I'm Jesus Christ yet. You got to wait till I die and rise again. So, wow, boy, this is good stuff here. So I'm going to jump back. So the gates of hell, death shall not prevail against the church. Now, verse 19, I'm almost done. Man, this is good. He says, listen to this, what he says here. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Wow. So Jesus tells Peter that he would give them the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Let me tell you something that might shock you here. Did you know that he's given it to you as well? Amen. He's given you the keys of heaven. What are the purpose of keys? Keys are normally used when something's locked. Yeah. This was locked from the Old Testament sayings. They didn't understand it. Jesus was saying, hey, he was going to use Peter, the apostles, and all believers to open the door to heaven. So that whosoever will, they may come. God has given you the keys to unlock heaven. But we have them in our pocket. We lost them. We don't know where they're at. But God has given us the keys to unlock heaven. What are we doing with those keys? And those keys is simply the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So every time you go to someone that don't know Christ and tell them about Christ, you're unlocking the door so they can get to heaven. Isn't that amazing? Now, they only can go through there through faith. But the Lord is using you and using His Word to unlock the door to the kingdom of heaven. Think about that. So when you're telling somebody about Christ, even in that little intimate setting that you have, that little moment that you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven that will last forever. And you're telling people about Christ. That is exciting. I don't know about you, but that is exciting. So this is what Jesus was saying to Peter. And that message to us is very clear. The question that we all must answer, and I'm ending, but whom say ye that I am? So I'll ask the question today. We'll go ahead and close it out. You can go ahead and bow your heads. We'll ask you this question. If you have recognized by the Spirit of God that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, raise your hand. If you recognize by the Spirit of God that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, raise your hand. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for everyone raising their hand today. So we'll go ahead and close out in prayer. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just thank you for the message that you have brought forth today. And Lord God, we learned so many things, Lord God, through this short reading that we read today about your Son. Lord God, in the conversation that you had with Peter, Lord God, Peter recognized you, that you were the Messiah, that you were the Son of God. And as Jesus said, the Father had revealed it unto him. And Lord God, you tell Peter that upon that profession of faith, you will build your church. And Lord God, you have endowed us with the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Lord God, that we can unlock that door for those that know not your Son as a personal Savior. So Lord, we thank you for this short message today. Just continue to bless, and we'll be so careful to thank you. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.